Hello and welcome to another What the Head Crab. In fact, I can't believe it's been 2 weeks since the last one. Time flies when you're waiting for Half-Life 3. Not. So, let's see what the Half-Life community has been doing this week. So, pick of the episode, Poti! Got to be the biggest download of 2015, and it's called Der Schwarzen Nebel, The Eaters of the Dead. So, all you German listeners, you can, you know, stop laughing at my pronunciation now. Anyway, it's 9 gigabytes. Crikey, 9 gigabytes. And I've downloaded it, and I will play it. But I fear that I don't have enough space on my hard drive once I've uncompressed the files, so we'll see. It's a complete reimagination of the Half-Life 2 leaked beta. So why is it potty if I haven't even played it? Well, because it looks freaking awesome. It could be another BBB, beautiful but boring. And there's one way to find out, and that's to play it. So I'm going to do my best to play it soon and hopefully add it to the site. Might have to figure out how to create a torrent from it, because 9 gigs being downloaded by, you know, like a lot of people might really drain my server. So I'll need to ponder that. Even ModDB doesn't currently have it. They've just got links to the Google Drive. So there we go. Der Schwarzen Nebel. All right, so let's get on with ModDB itself. And we're going to start with Legend of Gordon. Abominable 37 has been busy. He's been working on 3 maps in November. Now, the first map was mentioned in the previous episode of What the Head Crab, but I've added it in the list of files for consistency. It's interesting stuff. I can't say that I like the idea of him, you know, showing all of the maps in detail, but that's like my complaining about people watching a live stream before they've played it. I mean, I do it, so why can't he do it? And if people want to read it, then it looks good. I don't know whether he's been making these maps just in the week or whether he's announcing them, but they look good. So definitely, you know, follow up on that. Legend of Gordon. Snowball Fight. Now, this is a mod. This is an MP mod. Yeah, we know all of that. But it looks quite interesting, and he's sort of made 3 updates for that. And basically what you do is you run around throwing snowballs, which is why it's called Snowball Fight. And I got an idea. What about we make a mod where players can pick up head crabs and throw head crabs at people? And if we get it right in the center, they die immediately because the head crab goes right on their face. So I am so convinced this is a brilliant idea. I'm going to start a Kickstarter campaign for it as immediately as I finish this recording. So I expect $100 from every person listening. All right, so Der Schwarzen Nebel, as I mentioned, is the POTY of the month. So now I've linked to the Google Drive instead of having to go to ModDB and then download a file and open that file. And that file is a link to the Google Drive. I've linked to the Google Drive. There are a couple of, there are 2 versions. Yes, that's a couple, I know, but there are 2 versions. And I think one of them is high definition and the other one is called LO. So it's like low something. Low definition, of course, but I don't know why it's not LD. All right, Half-Life Omega Protocol. What would happen if the nuke didn't go off in Black Mesa? So that should have been what would have happened if the nuke hadn't gone off in Black Mesa. Have a play of Omega Protocol as a Black Mesa mechanic in Black Mesa's hostile environments. Looks good. I mean, all Half-Life 1 mods are really nice to hear about, so we're definitely going to, you know, keep an eye on that. World War One source update, although it's the dreaded or a dreaded MP mod, this mod looks pretty good. The renders are detailed. I mean, I know we always complain, and in Podcast 17, we always complained about people putting renders, especially weapon renders, before they've done any other work. But they have done some other work, and the quality should be good. The quality looks good, and any good quality work should be applauded. So if you're interested in this sort of era, and you like MP, you know, check them out. They look quite good. All right, now, excuse me, Half-Life Mortal Kombat. So the title says it all. I mean, will anybody play this? Can't really understand why people work so hard on making games and mods in older endings. I mean, yeah, I love Gold Source, and I would prefer to make or play Gold Source than other types of mods. But, you know, make something new with it. I mean, nobody says, all right, let's rewrite Fast and Furious in Shakespearean English. I mean, do they? Yet here, Dominic, aboard for shame, the cobra sits in the shoulder of thy car park. I mean, come on, it just doesn't work, does it? So, you know, good luck to him. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, saying he shouldn't do it, but really, if you want to do something, do something new. All right, No, what the head crab would be complete without another piece of news from Nikolai. Nikolai is now making a smod mod for Half-Life 2 Episode 1, and I don't know what he's doing, because really I can't be bothered to just read all of his stuff all the time. But basically, he's got another mod. I think he's making like 10 at the moment. And this one is sort of converting smod for Episode 1. Or, as far as I'm concerned, just get him working at Valve and they'd be finished tomorrow, because this guy just pumps out work like nobody's business. All right, so Stargate mod, remod released. My first thought was, no! But then it was, yay! Because it's an SP mod. And basically, I can't remember the history, but Stargate mod, I think, was shut down, or wasn't, you know, just like all the Star Trek mods that get shut down and stuff like that. And they seem to have made a bunch of textures and models and stuff. So it's been released as an SP mod. I had the feeling that they always wanted to do that, but they'd focused on the MP first. Anyway, visually, and this is only based on the video that you can see at ModDB, it looks a little bit dated and a little bit plain. But us SP players, we take what we can get, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to get it. I haven't downloaded it yet or played it yet, but I will do this week. Communications Detour. This looks interesting, but as Aaron from ModDB said, is this a Black Mesa the game or a Half-Life 2 Episode 2 mod using BMS assets? It's on the BM Workshop, but it might have released two versions. I don't know, so I'm going to check this out tomorrow. You might be able to play it in Half-Life 2, because on ModDB it's listed as a Half-Life 2 Episode 2 mod. I mean, they've got a Black Mesa section, so I don't know why it's not listed there. And it doesn't seem to be like an add-on, like, you know, like the Hazard Course add-ons or, you know, Surface Tension that's been adapted. It seems like it's an independent map, so I have to check this out. And finally, from ModDB, the Nexus, it's part one, November update. This is an SP mod for the Source Engine. It looks to be in its early stages, but we'll keep an eye on it. You know, we've got to give everybody a fair shake of the head crab to see what work they come up with. So that's ModDB. Game Banana. Can't believe there's nothing on Game Banana. Hasn't been on anything for SP players for a while. So I promise to start looking for the models and textures and stuff soon. Because that can always, you know, make stuff interesting. Just dropping a model into a folder and stuff, and you give the game a little bit of a new feel. But anyway, nothing from them. Reddit. All right, this is the big section. Well, pretty much the same size as ModDB, I suppose. Anyone else here think Opposing Force and Blue Shift are bad games? Pwah! Some crazy person didn't like Blue Shift or Opposing Force, so go tell them they're wrong. Half-Life is 21 on IMDb's game list. You know what? I don't care if it's 221 on Gabe's list. I love it, and so should you. But if you want to fight with people over it, you do that. Raising the Bar PDF. Some naughty headcrab has posted a PDF of Raising the Head Bar. Raising the Head Bar. Raising the Bar. Now, whilst I don't condone illegal activity, everybody should be able to read the book once. And it's posted in plenty of other places. So if you're new to this book, you should go and read it. It's very interesting. And if you love it, you can even buy them. But they're not too easy to get hold of. All right. Next one. If Half-Life 3 was ever released, would you hunt for or avoid spoilers? I suppose people are always going to look for more or hidden information, but I'd just be happy that I could play it. I mean, I don't think that I'd want to worry about, you know, watching the videos. As soon as it's released, then I'm going to play it. Any information before that is not of interest to me, except when it's going to be released. So I would avoid absolutely everything, but maybe you wouldn't. All right, so the Black Mesa devs were at Valve, those naughty boys and girls. They're not making Zen, and they're mucking about at Valve. I mean, seriously, what's going on? Get them back in the cage. Get them back in front of the computers. Get Zen finished. Let's all think about our situation in a more positive point of view. All right, so basically, keep calm and believe. I've no doubt the game will be released, but somebody says that we shouldn't be so depressed about it. No, fair enough. Next one. So I just bought Half-Life 2 and I'd like to get the most out of it. So somebody's asking for graphical updates without changing too much, like he doesn't want to change the characters much. So my question is, why would playing the original not be getting the most out of it? Why, to get the most out of something, why does it have to have a graphical update? I think this is a deeper question here that, you know, you can't get the most unless it has the most up-to-date graphics. And And crikey, I still play Tetris and I don't want, you know, fancy colours. Some games don't need it. Or, okay, maybe that's not quite right. But it's not so much about games needing it. If this is the original, I honestly think you should play the original and then worry about updates. I don't know. What about you? Maybe that's a future poll question. Could be quite interesting. Is Half-Life 2 even relevant enough for a sequel anymore? Some nasty, nasty person says that the Half-Life series no longer deserves another game. Wash his mouth out with soap and water and slap him around the face a little bit. How can you even say that? But it's his opinion, and he's wrong. So read it if you want to, and then disagree with him, because that's what we should be doing. I say him, maybe it's a girl, I don't know. All right, so next one. I made this clock for my product design assessment, thought you guys would like to see it. So, you know, it's a clock. Somebody made a clock, it's got like Half-Life on it. Have a look at it. I'm sure that if they put it in the offices, it would stop, because clearly time doesn't move forward in that building. So, you know, anyway, go and have a look at it. University work, atmosphere analysis in Half-Life. Some chap, poor chapette, wants to write an essay about the Half-Life atmosphere, which would kind of be cool. So he's kind of asking for, or she's asking for, you know, ideas or information. Which reminds me, I found a thesis about Half-Life on the interwebs once, and I sort of downloaded it, but I haven't read it. I really need to look for it. Maybe post a link to it here. Anon has found the answer. Some point about the Combine must have been defeated because of the way, you know, there's all wheat in the field at the end of Portal. And that, I mean, I'm sure he or she's not the first person to say that, but Portal is like hundreds of years, and we really don't know what's happened. We can't say whether they were defeated. Maybe they won and they just used Earth now for growing wheat. You know, I mean, even Combine need bread, I suppose. All right. Would you be in favour of a Half-Life game that isn't with Gordon as the protagonist? Now, I haven't checked my poll question list, but maybe we talked about this once before. But it's a great question, and I might have to steal it for this week's poll question if we haven't talked about it. But if you're interested, go and read what the Redditors say, and you know, you can add it to what we got. Next up is YouTube. So we've got a few YouTube videos here. Obviously, you need to see these to see them, but... the first one is by Psy Gaming. This is like an interview with Gordon Freeman. It's in Frances. It's in French. So if you don't speak French, it'll still be almost as funny. Next one is Half-Life Zombies. Somebody managed to set all of the zombies alight by just throwing wood at them. And that's like quite funny. So that little bug there is quite good. Zero Punctuation tackles the gravity gun in Half-Life 2. Now, I've never been a fan of Zero Punctuation, not because I don't like his work, but because I haven't really watched much of his stuff. And I watched one and I thought, okay, you know, it's pretty good. He does say some very, you know, astute and interesting things. So it's not just the fact that he just keeps talking and he's got an accent similar to mine because he's from England, but he says some interesting things and it's, you know, formatted in a really nice way. And this one has some good points, especially about falling off the ladder. So if you like him, go check him out. And then the final video is a Black Mesa dev is working on a personal project. Personal project. Let me repeat that. Project personal. This is where he's showing his idea of Zen for a particular like Half-Life project he's working on. So don't think that this is what Zen's going to look like. And to be honest, I hope that they really go wild with this one. I hope that they all, you know, take a little bit of LSD and smoke some marijuana and come up with something like really freaky for Zen. I don't really want to see like an updated Zen. I want to see like a reimagined Zen, but that's just me. And there's plenty of comments from Redditors on that. And we're on to our last section, the MISC, the miscellaneous. First up is the Science Pack, three prints. This is a set of posters that I'll be using as the prize. The first prize as the next mapping challenge. So if you don't map but you want to buy them, you can just buy them anyway. So there's a website link there. You'll need to frame them. But I think they look really nice. Lambda Generation has released their 24-hour stream archive. So basically when Half-Life 2 kind of, I don't know, how old was it? It was like 10 years. They did a 24-hour stream and they've made it all available. So if you've got insomnia, you can go and watch it. And no, I don't mean that it will put you to sleep. What I mean is that you can't sleep, so you've got time to watch it. Nah. All right, Gold Source Gold, which is a Tumblr blog by Don, a.k.a. Unk, is posting happy birthday images for Half-Life 1 because it is 17 years old this November. Oh my god, 17 years old. Who would have thunk it? Talking about Tumblr, we've got the Run, Think, Shoot, Live Tumblr, and I've been posting an image every other day, more or less. And I started the Tumblr account not that long ago, and I wasn't really sure what I should do with it, and I posted some images that I had from Half-Life Nostalgia and stuff. But then this week I had an epiphany. I mean, basically, my site's got like 50,000 screenshots of mods. Some of them will be duplicates because they are, they are these small thumbnails and stuff. But that's a lot of images. So I thought, you know, the site is about mods. The Tumblr should be about mods. And it's like obvious now, of course. So I've been posting screenshots with little comments underneath about what's interesting about those screenshots. So I hope you like them. And I'll be working my way through all of the older mods as time goes on. And the final link is a Half-Life painting. Blackadder BA has posted a neat little painting on DeviantArt. Okay, it's not the world's greatest painting, but it's 100 times better than I could do. And maybe you kind of like that. You might want to stick it as a screech, your desktop background or something, or a mobile background, or whatever. Anyway, when people do these things, you know, it's always worth linking to them, and you decide whether you like it or not. So there we go. That's it for this week. An interesting mix of stuff. Some things to play, some things to watch, and yet more to read. So, you know, who needs real life when we've got all of those things? Don't forget that I'm always looking for stuff to add to these What the Headcrab episodes. So if you see something, contact me. Don't think somebody else will do it, because they probably won't. That group mentality doesn't work. You see it, you tell me. So that's it. And remember, finishing Half-Life is just the beginning. See ya!
Thank you for downloading and listening to this podcast from RunThinkShootLive.com. For more podcasts, including exclusive interviews and roundtable chats, please visit RunThinkShootLive.com/listen. Remember, finishing Half-Life is just the beginning. RunThinkShootLive.com lists and reviews single-player maps and mods from the Half-Life series of games.